This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
In my hot seat today is a very special guest. There's a history behind our meeting. Matt Handler was at one of my favorite cybersecurity companies, White Hat Sec, who solved a critical root cause problem in cybersecurity. If we can't write great code, it's going to get exploited. They got acquired by NTT Security, a Japanese company, and guess what? He is now the CEO of NTT Security Americas.
That's correct. I'm glad to be here. I love Black Hat. It's my favorite event of the year because it's a unique time to see the vendors as well as the CISOs and get a chance to hear what's on their minds.
Now, are you talking to CISOs when you say NTT for Americas? You guys have merged many companies into one. I kind of call it the Bell Labs of cybersecurity. Right. Well, tell us how that happened. Who's all in this mix together that you're managing?
So it's pretty significant. If you think about it, NTT's been around for a very long time. But what's happened is we've taken 28 different companies and merged them into one operating unit. Mm-hmm. And that operating unit is about 40,000 people, $11-ish billion. And most importantly to me, what we have is we have global coverage in 60 odd countries and a $3.6 billion R&D budget, which lets us really get in, and you talk the Bell Labs analogy, to get in and start thinking about where we can do to get ahead of the cybersecurity industry.
Now, I was going to ask you, I mean, what's next? The hackers are, they're weaponizing, they're stealing government weapons, mm-hmm. like, you know, shadow brokers stole from the NSA. That turned into WannaCry.
Right.
WannaCry may have actually been an internal DDoS weapon from North Korea.
Right.
Right. That's my gut feeling.
Yeah, I think I'm with you.
It's a different kind of tool. This stuff's happening every day.
Yeah.
It's getting worse. The breaches are exponential. In America, we're at 11.5 billion records, I believe.
Right.
But there's only 330 million people living here. We need something next gen. You guys are working on it?
We are. So I hate to make it sound so simple, but the problem really is, from my viewpoint, when you look at the customer, our customers would be the CISOs of the world or the security leaders. Their issue is they don't have enough good people. And if you don't have enough good people, you can't put the people that are high value on the right projects. Mm-hmm. So how do you go and look at a show like this and look at the thousands of different options, suss them out, run a POC, some proof of concept, and actually implement them and manage them? That's a tough job. So I was talking to a CISO last night. He said, Matt, what I need is consulting to tell me what I need to do first. And how do we build our risk posture? How do we make sure we build a strong infrastructure? And then what I need is I need bodies to help run it. So what we've been doing is we, by bringing these companies together, we've got a consulting group, which is great. And that helps on that side of the house. But then what we also have is a managed security platform. So now what we can offer is, say you don't want to implement all of the firewalls on premise. You don't want to implement the dozens of different endpoint and network layer and application security all in one place. You can come to us and we can deliver that as a service, which makes life a little easier for
them. That's very cool. Now, there's an interesting thing that's happening this year. We're talking about the year of the human firewall. People are the problem and people are the solution.
Right.
Right? We're always having either a breach behind the firewall, it's an undertrained employee, mm-hmm. it's a malicious exploit that an employee clicked by accident, it's code that was, you know, written with backdoors, maybe by a nation state because they work with the supply chain vendors.
Yep.
So it's, things are happening behind the corporate firewall. And if we can't turn on people better, and what you're saying is some of these companies don't have the resources.
Right. Right.
So you're going to bring them the resources?
I think so. I mean, we hope to. So as I said, we're building this organization together. So this organization has 2,000 security folks in my organization. We're about a $1.6 billion business unit. We have 10 SOCs. And from that side of things, I think we can bring some force to bear, which we never did as a company, because we were all different operating companies trying to bring pieces. And now we can bring it all together.
What do you think about shadow IT and IAM as a problem, identity and access management today? Do you think that's an area that needs more attention?
Yeah, you know, in fact, I was just talking to a customer that we implemented a solution, and I'll leave the solution out of it. But the idea was, what he said to me, which was really interesting. So you think of our customers as CISO. At the end of the day, the customer is you and I, because it affects us all the way downstream. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking to him, and he said, Matt, you know, I used to work at a very large enterprise. We were worried about losing some records. I work at an energy company now. And when you talk about identity and access management, he said, Matt, what's happening with me is people are trying to attack refineries. People are trying to attack pipelines. This is lives we're talking about, measurement and cities, and how does it affect the country? And it's just a different level for them. So these things have become ultra important to them.
We're talking about life and death. We're talking about, I mean, imagine the power grid went out in Vegas and it's 109 degrees outside today. How many people are going to survive that after a week or a month?
Correct. So, and if you go more malicious, what if they attack a set of oil refineries across Southern California and through all sorts of methods? That's the issue. There are so many attack surfaces now, mm-hmm. application, because think of I'm just going to make a company up. They've got a customer-facing loyalty program for gasoline. So that's a way in. Mm-hmm. They have portals for all their truck drivers and the folks that have to access the system to know where they need to go. That's a way in. They have network switching. I started in this business 30 years ago. Switching from 20 years ago, because they're
good
industrial switches.
2650 catalysts.
You know them. Yeah. I love those catalyst switches, right? They're great. Yeah, they don't die.
They don't die, but if you patch them wrong or you know what patch is on there, you might find an accidental vulnerability.
So you have that layer, and then they have satellite uplinks back and forth. So when you start looking at the just myriad of attack surfaces.
It's a multi-dimensional attack surface on one company.
Ever-changing.
And it's ever-changing.
So the idea with us, what I'm most excited about coming together at NTT is, we have $3.6 billion worth of R&D dollars. We see almost 40% of the world's internet traffic across our backbone on the larger company.
That's incredible.
If we can take a look at that data and marry it with all of the different discrete business units that we have in security and get proactive, not just remediate, which we have, but to mitigate that risk before it happens, is a pretty interesting frontier for us.
Matt, where do we send our viewers to track what's going on, or maybe even to reach out to you guys for some of these services?
And, you know, we have NTT.com for sure. The security practice is front and center. That's the easiest way to do it.
Just NTT.com will find the security practice.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Absolutely.
And are there like some videos? Are there blogs? Are there things you're updating between now and October that will show this progress and evolution? Like, is there a special hyperlink they should go to, or just stay on the homepage?
Yeah. If they get to the homepage can take them to the hyperlinks. And there's videos, there's press releases, there's solution briefs. Just gathering them all and getting them in one place has been a fun challenge and an exercise, and they're there now. So simple and easy, NTT.com, and go from there.
Sounds great.
Thanks.
We made it through the hot seat.
We did. I appreciate
great
it. Good
see
to see
you. Yeah. So go to NTT.com, keep an eye on their security practice, get them in before you get breached to get hardened in a way you never thought you could before.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.